Genetically engineered foods are inherently unsafe. In fact, the FDA's own scientists, as evidenced by internal memos that were made public by a lawsuit, describe the dangers of genetically modified foods as potentially allergens, toxins, new diseases, and nutritional problems that would not necessarily be detected by the creators of those foods, and they urge their superiors to require long-term safety testing in order to protect the public. But their superiors were political appointees, including a former attorney for Monsanto, a leading biotechnology company, and they, in a memo, said that they're creating a policy in line with White House policy, which was for the safe and speedy development of the U.S. biotechnology industry. So they ignored their own scientists and allowed the foods on the market without safety testing and give companies like Monsanto and others the complete authority to determine if the foods are safe. Those who have looked at the research studies by industry have been shocked at how flimsy and superficial they've been and how they could be putting the public at risk.
On the other hand, some of these genetically modified foods have been around for almost 20 years in some cases, and there have been relatively few problems with these. For instance, Roundup Ready soybeans have been around for quite a while now, and there's been no report of any substantial problems.
It's easy to say there's no report because there's no one looking for a report. There was very few studies done on Roundup Ready soybeans, and the big study by Monsanto that was put out in 96 was basically rigged to avoid finding problems, according to many scientists I've talked to.
When I talk to people who are knowledgeable about growing food using genetically engineered foods and worried about the food supply, they say the world needs genetically engineered foods in order to feed the growing population. In fact, I talked to Nobel Peace Prize winner Norman Borlaug, and he says the small risks that are associated with genetically engineered foods are well worth it. And I'm wondering what you think of that.
Well, it's irresponsible to say that it only can create minor risks, because it could put the whole population in peril. But also, as far as the feed the world mythology, if you look at the United Nations FAO report, they said that we have more food per person per day than any time in history. And if you project food production and you project the population growth, we're not going to run out of food anytime soon. Many, many commenters have said that famine and hunger are not the result of lack of production overall. They were the result of economic and distribution problems, as evidenced today by the fact that so many people go to bed hungry, and yet we have more food per person than any time in history.
Are you suggesting that we should abandon genetically engineered foods altogether?
My suggestion is that at this point in the infant stages of understanding the DNA, where every month we learn more and more about gene expression, we are way too early to be putting the population at risk with foods. I'm not in favor of abandoning research on biotechnology, but I am shocked that the United States government has allowed these foods on the market at this early stage.
That gets to another point. Some would say, well, just let consumers decide. I'm wondering what you think of the fact that we don't know whether we're eating soybeans or corn or animals that have eaten those kinds of foods. It's not on the label.
Well, the vast majority of Americans, more than 90%, want GM foods to be labeled. Also, about 58% said that if the foods were labeled, they would choose not to eat it. Now, the FDA has a specific mandate to promote the biotechnology industry. So if they're trying to promote biotechnology, they certainly don't want to do what the citizens want, which is to give them a chance to avoid it. So those who want to avoid eating GMOs have to eat no soy, no corn, no cottonseed oil, no canola oil whatsoever, unless it says non-GMO or organic. So it puts a higher burden on the consumer, and it goes against what the consumers want. The United States is one of the very few industrialized countries that don't have labeling laws about GMOs.